You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Next, Wellington bus drivers are on strike. Changes made to contracts by operator Transit have caused unionised drivers to take strike action in an effort to get Transit around the negotiating table. The union says strike action will continue until Transit begins discussions with workers over better conditions. I spoke with Ben Peterson from Unions Wellington about the strikes, first asking him what conditions are like for Transit drivers.
The issue is for the last decade drivers have had in Wellington some really important conditions like weekend penalty rates and extra rates for to recognise seniority and experience. And when the new contracts were taken over, Transit has refused to include or even talk to the union about including those sort of allowances into the agreement. And they're really important quality of life protection. So the rate at Transit, so the issue resolves around protecting those sort of conditions for drivers and sort of wages. Bus driving is a really hard job. The current sort of systems, some of the rostering that's coming in under the new system is really problematic, where people are doing 12 and 14 hour days or split shifts where they're doing 4 hours in the morning and 10 hours in the afternoon, which is really caught bringing a lot of issues for one, for drivers themselves, but also for an efficient service and a safe service, because we, when people are tired, they make mistakes, and that's a risk to commuters.
And how are management sort of treating the unionised workers?
From all accounts, there's individually, people are fairly respected, or there's an open relationships on individual workers, but they're frankly refusing to talk to the union and to recognise any collective sort of voice at the company. And that's really important, because individually you're not really in a position to negotiate weekend rates or to change rostering sort of patterns. You can only really do that when you work with your colleagues and have a sort of a professional body through a union to sort of talk about those bigger picture things. And when a company refuses to meet with a union or recognise a union, then it doesn't really matter if they're nice or they're, they sort of say g'day and know your name. They're refusing to engage on those bigger picture things that really affect people's hours of work.
Because I suppose historically bus drivers have always been pretty unionised. So how are they able to just point blank refuse to talk to the unions?
Well, legally they can't. And so they've already been taken to court about refusing to meet in the bargaining process. And the union won that case and ordered parties to the table. And there's been one sort of meeting, but that meeting was really unproductive. Getting people into a room or on the end of a phone is one thing, but getting people to meaningfully engage is another. And that's a lot more difficult to sort of do. The reality is that workers taking action or the threat of action has moved things along more than anything else in the last 12 months. It's been 2 years since the Tramways Union has been trying to sort of talk about these processes and make sure that their members are protected. But it's been the last week where the company's proposed mediation and the union's agreed. And that comes on the back of industrial action and people having to take action. And that's not the best case scenario. It's certainly not what the unions want. It's easier for everyone if we can in good faith, get together and nut things out. But sometimes when employers refuse to do that, you do need to show that people are able to take action and willing to take action to get progress.
And the company has, at quite an expense, brought in outside workers and things to try and, I suppose, mitigate the effects of the strike. I mean, do you think this will work?
Well, it's frustrating because it's a whole lot of money and resource that can and should be spent on better wages for drivers and better conditions and even fixing some of the problems that we've had under the new system.
What sort of things are they doing kind of specifically?
Today, there's been quite a significant security presence around the depots this morning. So there's been a security company hired. There's been today to try and entice people to come in and make sure people are available for work. There's been free breakfast for drivers. There's been a lot of drivers we think coming in from out of town. There's also been a lot of sort of a strange sort of system where buses have been parked all over Wellington's suburban areas, and then drivers are being shuffled to and from different buses rather than leaving them in the depot. And I think that's done largely to prevent sort of drivers talking to the union reps who will be at the depot. But yeah, it's these sort of things that shows that they can be enormously creative and put a lot of resources into getting a shuttle system in place and to bringing in other drivers and to providing extra perks for people. But why can't they have that sort of proactive approach to talking to the union in the first place, or even fixing some of the commuter problems when we've had such real issues with congestion on some of the routes? Why can we respond almost immediately to industrial action, but we can't seem to fix problems around congestion on buses? It's really disappointing to see, but it sort of highlights the priorities of this company.
And why do you feel they are so resistant to talking to the unions?
It's a company that's been around a long time, and they've got a certain managerial style that means that they've got a lot of freedom to do as they please. They're also on a system where they've got a business model that built on undercutting existing conditions. It would sort of undermine what they're trying to do on a business level by talking to the union or coming to some of these terms. It doesn't need to be that way, but I think that's the way they're structuring themselves at the moment. And I think the other thing that will sort of change that is public pressure and from the drivers and from their supporters and ideally from the regional council, putting in place some provisions to make sure that they do come to the table. There is mediation set, so that can be useful to have a sort of a third party to bring parties together. So hopefully that's the start of a new culture. But yeah, when people are unused to having to work collaboratively with unions, sometimes that's a bit of an adjustment, but it's an adjustment that everyone can make, and hopefully transit does it sooner rather than later to save drivers and save commuters further hassle.
And has there been any support from the council? Because I suppose it's in their interest to have bus drivers working rather than striking.
Yeah, well, the local councils have generally been really good and supportive. It's the regional council that runs the contract. And they really set this sort of stuff in motion with the way they did the tendering of the new bus system. I think consciously they were intentionally trying to increase competition amongst companies and bring new providers in to reduce costs. And that's been done in a way that minimises or that means that drivers have been expected to pick up the tab for the regional council's cost cutting, and that's really unfair. I think some councillors are more proactive than others, and yeah, I think it's in the regional council's interest to fix the problem, as they were the ones who really set the thing in motion with the way they did the contracting.
And I suppose given the company going to great lengths to try and reduce the effects of the strike, do you think this will get them around the table, or do you anticipate further strike action and other things might be needed?
Well, the strike's going to be ongoing, so I think a lot of transit drivers who have taken strike action aren't intending to go back to work. It'll be interesting to see whether transit can keep up the same expense of what they've done today of bringing in extra drivers and having people made available. Again, it's in everyone's interest to get around the table. The strike's already been successful in getting the company to propose mediated talks. So best case scenario, we can come to a respectable offer for all parties out of that process. But I think there's going to be action continuing until a reasonable deal.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.